Hello, friends. This is Bill Miller, pastor of Redeemer Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York, and I am your pastor for the day. Last month, in my devotion, I shared how we are called to be peacemakers, and I talked about that a bit. I'd like to continue in that vein and talk a little bit more about us as peacemakers. First, to be peacemakers, we need to understand the heart of God. Romans 15:33 says, "The God of peace be with you all. Amen." He has sacrificed much for the cause of peace and reconciliation. As it says in Colossians 1, through Christ to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight without blemish and free from accusation. Jesus died for peace and reconciliation, the restoration of peace. God wants peace between himself and you. He also wants us to make peace with each other. In 2 Corinthians 13:11, it says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you." Hebrews 12:14 says, "Make every effort to live in peace." Make every effort. Ephesians 4, 2 and 3, "Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace." Now when we get that far, he wants us to then take this peace into the world. 2 Corinthians 5, "Therefore if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation," that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So he has enlisted us into this fight for peace. First, we make peace with God. Then we make peace with each other. Then we make peace in the world. So we return to Matthew 5:9. "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God." The word peacemaker has two Greek root words. I won't try to pronounce them in the Greek. But the first one means peace. The second one means maker. In 1 Corinthians 15:35, and I share this just so you understand this word maker in the Greek. It says, "But someone may say, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? How foolish! What you sow does not come to life unless it dies." In that verse, the part that says, "what you sow does not come to life," that "come to life" part is the same word as the second half of peacemaker. So you could call it peacemaker. You could say we are peace givers. You could even say we are life birthers. So we are peace birthers. So we can help birth peace in an unpeaceful situation, like resurrecting peace where peace has been killed. So our job is much bigger than helping two people make a truce or making two kids on the playground stop fighting and shake hands. Our job is to resurrect peace where peace has been killed. While peace begins in our hearts, it must also be reflected in our actions. As peacemakers, we are called to actively work for peace in the world around us. Matthew 5:44 says, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Jesus' command to love our enemies is radical and countercultural. In a world that is quick to respond to violence with more violence, Jesus calls us to a different way. We are to love those who oppose us, pray for those who harm us, and seek reconciliation wherever possible. It is through this love that we demonstrate the peace of Christ. James 3:18 says, "Peacemakers who sow in peace will raise a harvest of righteousness." Peacemaking is not a passive activity. It requires intentionality. We are to sow peace in our homes, in our communities, in our nation. And as we do, we will reap a harvest of righteousness, justice, healing, and reconciliation. My friends, I'm Bill Miller, pastor of Redeemer Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York. Thank you for listening. I have been your pastor for the day. God bless you.